Shir on Sheet 10 by Noam Lazarus.
So we had started in Sheet 9 going through Kli Rishon Shel Gabe Esh, right? We know Bishul Midaraisa, the case in the Mishkan was on the fire. We looked at last year, we started going through Kli Rishon, right? A case where it was moved off the fire. And we had a machlekes over there. Right, we discussed, was it Deraisa or was it Usur Midrabanon? And in the process, we looked at a number of sources. We looked at a case in the Bavli that the Ran said taught us it's Usur Midaraisa. And we looked at a case in the Yerushalmi where most of the Mefarshim seemed to learn it was Usur Midrabanon, because the Lashon of the Yerushalmi was that the fire is, when's it really Bishul? Is when the fire is underneath it. But the Gra said over there that it's going to be Usur Midaraisa as long as the fire was once underneath it, as long as it was basically it had been on the fire. So if the pot was on the fire, now it's off the fire, it's going to be Usur Midaraisa. And that leads us now into Sheet 10. We're going to look at a couple of more sugyas, both in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, related to a Kli Rishon. We're going to contrast Kli Rishon to Kli Sheni, and through the process, we're going to identify a number of takonos related to Kli Rishon. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara gives a case where probably should have had this open before. I entered after Rebbe to the Beis HaMerchatz. I was on Shabbos by the Chamei Tveria. B'kashti laniach le'pach shel shemen b'ambati. I wanted to put a flask of oil into the water. V'omeli tol b'kli sheni v'tein. He said, take some of the water in kli sheni and then put it in that. Shema mino t'la, shema mino shem yesh b'mishum bishul, that there's a din bishul by shemen. V'shema mino kli sheni eni mevashul, that a kli sheni is not mevashul. V'shema mino hev shiru zehu bishulay, that by oil, just heating it up is considered it's bishul. So the Gemara just really says that a kli sheni is mutter, but Tosfos says, Tema maishna kli sheni mikli rishon. What's the difference of kli sheni and a kli rishon? The yatzei ledes afil kli sheni. If it's yatzei ledes, even a kli sheni nami. Vi ein yatzei ledes afil kli rishon nami. And if it's not yatzei ledes, even a kli rishon should be mutter. Right? So really what he's saying is that we should look at the results. If the results are that it cooks it, that it's hot, so then it should be usur. If not, it should be mutter. V'yeshlomer, Tosfos answers, L'fish ha'kli rishon mitoich she'omar ala or, doif noisav chamin, that its walls get hot, u'machzik choymei, and it enhances, it maintains the heat zman rebuba. U'lakach nosu by shir, nechoz man she'yatzei ledes by osar. As long as it's yatzei ledes, then we have a shir, yatzei ledes is osar. Aval kli sheni, aval gav to the yatzei ledes by, even though it could be yatzei ledes, mutter she'ein doif noisav chamin, the walls are not hot, v'hoylech u'miskara, and it's going to go and it's going to cool down. And there's really two mahalchim and how to understand that, or Berkowitz brings down. One is as it sounds, pashup shot, which is that it's really, it's not giving you kli rishon, kli sheni, it really is not a massive chilek. It happens to be a kli rishon usually is going to be very, very hot. And a kli sheni is going to be cooler because the walls will have cooled it down and therefore it's not an issue. But if you notice in a kli rishon that it's cooking, it might actually be usur. But Berkowitz doesn't really like that mahalach. And he says, more likely, what it's saying is that a kli sheni, because it's not a keli that was on the fire, its walls weren't heated up, it wasn't part of that process, it's not a derech bishul. And therefore, since this is not a derech bishul, it would be somewhat similar to maybe like toldas chama or something like that, or chama, actually bishul b'chama, and therefore it would be mutter. And so that's what the Yerushalmi says, that the Tosva says, as far as the chiluk between kli rishon and kli sheni. But then we went to the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi goes through chiluk between kli rishon and kli sheni. And we remember we had a Yerushalmi previously that had said that had dealt with kli rishon shlo al gabe esh. And we had said that most people hold, the Yerushalmi hold, that it's only usur midrabanon, but the Gra said it's usur midaraisa. And that's kind of the backdrop for this sugya. Says a kol moedim b'kli sheni shu mutter. Everyone says kli sheni is mutter. Ma bin kli rishon l'kli sheni. What's the difference between kli rishon and kli sheni? Rabbi Yosi kana yad shleletes. This is a case where it's yad shleletes, which the Korban Eidah says means that the hand could stay there, meaning it's not Yatzei Ledes. V'kan eina Yatzei Ledes. And here, it's not Yatzei Ledes, the person's hand can't stay there. So Amar Rabbi Yonah, kan v'kan eina Yatzei Ledes. Both cases, the hand can't stay there. That's not the chilek. Ela osu harchok l'kli rishon, v'lo osu harchok l'kli sheni. The Rabbanon made a harchokah for kli rishon and not for kli sheni. So the understanding of when you read the Gemara this way, it sounds like it's saying that it's Yatzei Ledes, and there's a takonas chacham on kli rishon that it's aser, and no takonas chacham on kli sheni. Now that's fine according to the shitas who hold that the Yerushalmi holds that it's only aser midrabanan. But if they hold it that the Yerushalmi holds it's aser midraisa, so the question is why over here did he say that it's a harchaka? So to answer that, the Marshal says basically to flip the way that you read the words. When it says yad shaletes, it doesn't mean that it's a person's hand could stay there, it means Yatzei Ledes. That it means that it's too hot to stay there. And therefore, if you read the Gemara that way, so Amar Abiyona, kan v'kan ina Yatzei Ledes, we're talking about a case where it's not Yatzei Ledes. So when the Gemara said, Ela osu harchak l'kli rishon, l'yosar harchak l'kli sheni, it's saying in a case where it's not Yatzei Ledes, even in a case it's not Yatzei Ledes, there's the takonas chachomim that you're not allowed to put food there when it's on the fire. So the understanding of the Marshal now is that if it's a kli rishon shel gabei eish, it's going to be aser midaraisa. If it's on the fire and it's not Yatzei Ledes, there's a takona not to put the food there because we're concerned you might leave it there when the fire could become hot enough to cook. So that's the Marshal Shita. And the Mogen Avram says, seems to say similar to the Marshal. He learns the Yerushalmi the same way as the Marshal and seems to hold the same way as well. The Shach asks a simple question on the Marshal. He says, you translated the words wrong, and that really doesn't work very well. So he says, it can't be that that's Pshat in the Sugya. Though the Piskei Tshuva says that even the Shach ended up changing his mind because of the Kasha that the Marshal had. Ultimately, at the end of the day, if the Yerushalmi holds that it's Aser Midaraisa, so then what was this Takono? And all these shitas, again, we're going in the Mahalach that we said with the Gra that it's also midaraisa. The Yerushalmi holds it's also midaraisa to cook in a kli rishon shel gabei eish. And then the Gra himself, the B.R. Gra, says a different Mahalach. He says that basically we're talking about a case that we dealt with already, where a person wanted to cook something. He wanted to warm something up. He didn't want to cook it. So he was going to put it in a mokum where it's Yatzei Ledes, and it could actually cook, but he was planning on removing it before then. And therefore, he says that even though, so what's the takonas hachamim? Really, the iser is bishul. So if I'm putting something over there in a kli rishon to cook, so that's going to be aser midaraisa. But if I'm putting it there and planning on taking it out, that wouldn't be a problem. So he says that that's a takonas hachamim in such a case. And Reb Berkowitz says that we paskin like the Gra. And in paskening like the Gra, it means that first of all, we have this takana that you're not allowed to leave something in the fire, put something in the fire in a place that it could cook, even if I'm not planning on leaving it there for a long time. And also, putting something on the fire where it's not going to ever cook, because it's, a tiny flame in a very large pot, seemingly would not be a problem. Then. The